Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. She responds to Loi Nishma Asayim BeHakashon Leah Pasitz Chok. We're holding Ksuvah's Daf from Gimel. And at the top of Amud Aleph, the Gemara is in the middle of the story of Rapapa and Yehuda Ba Mereima. That Yehuda Ba Mereima did not want to go into a place where they're giving a Yerusha to a daughter because, says the Gemara, Omer Le Shmuel Le Avyudo, Shinano Loi Tehave Beiburei Achsanto. Don't be in a place where they move a Yerusha. I feel me bro bishula bro tova, even from a bad boy to a good boy, from a good bad son to bad to good son, to the idea of my zar and nafka, meaning you don't know what children will come out of him. The kol sheken mi boro lebarto. Kol sheken should not attend when a Yerusha moves from a son to a daughter. The Ma'aran Chidushi HaGodes Bo'abasu explains in short that why you should not get involved in Yerusha. Yerusha is the minigoyelam. Kashbo, so to speak, created in the world some pathways, the way things need to go. When a person dies, so then his assets are going to his children in a certain way, in the natural way. When you start doing changes to that, you're getting involved in Mahalach HaOlam and the Derech HaOlam. And in a more deeper way, the Ritbaz and the Mitzvah Tov in the Mitzvah Taf Kuf Lamed and the Mitzvah of Nachla goes on to say that when you have Yerusha, that is really the deep hashpas that Kosh Baruch Hu brings to the world, a pikabal. And when a father needs to give his son a Yerusha, the main hashpas is coming that way. If one changes that, he's interfering in the way Kosh Baruch Hu is mashpia shefa in the world, and that's why one should not do that. And the Gemara here adds, even though someone has a svar, the boy that's supposed to get the Yerusha doesn't deserve it, you don't know what's going to come out from him. And the boyne over here in the Yaakov says that's the pshat in the pasuk. V'sanesi es amoli shanichenu lo odom sheyachor, right? I hate the omol, things that don't work out. When I give something to the person, umi yodeach chom ye oisochol. Who knows if he's a smart or a fool? Meaning a person starts to think that he knows where things need to go. Who deserves the Yerusha, who doesn't. You do not know how things will work out in the end. And you have to let the regular process of Yerusha to work out. And the Chassid Sofer here says, that's the pshat in the psukim and parshas Vayeru. That when Avraham Avinu found about Yishmael, that needs to kick out Yishmael, says he wasn't happy about it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, it should not be bad in your eyes. Kol asher tomar alecha soro shma b'koilo. Rashi says, listen to the Ruach HaKodesh of Sarah, she has a Nevi'ah. So what's pshat in this? Says the Chassid Sofer, Avraham Avinu knew that Yishmael was a Rasha, he was Mitzachek, he doesn't deserve to get his Yerusha. But Avraham Avinu thought to himself what our Gemara is saying. You don't want to get involved, you don't want to interfere in the Yerusha, because who knows what will come out from him. Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham, listen to Sarah, listen to Ruach HaKodesh. Her Nevi'ah is telling you that there will be no tzaddik coming out of Yishmael. So you have nothing to worry about. So you could move the Yerusha from Yishmael to Yitzchak. I will conclude this inyan with the Bnei Yisachar, who brings in a few places in his Sfarim, that it says by the question of the Ben HaRasha, V'hoyo ki yoymru lechem bneichem ma'a avoida zois lechem. The Rasha is the one who's mezalzel, he's making fun of avoida sepesach. It says there v'hoyo, and the Medrash dashens besoyra toivu nidbasu shiyelem bonim uvnei bonim. To have a psoyo, you'll have children and grandchildren. So says the Bnei Yisachar. What does the Medrash mean? We know that v'hoyo is always loshon simcha. Vayihi is tsar. V'hoyo is simcha. Which simcha do you have with Ben HaRasha? The Ben HaRasha was making fun of everything. How can you have simcha over here? But the answer is, we tell the Ben HaRasha, Ilu Ayasham Lo Haya Nigal. If you were there in Mitzrayim, you would not be redeemed. But he was redeemed. Why was he redeemed? Why is this Ben HaRasha out here? The answer is, not because of him, but because of his children, because of his descendants. Even when you have a Rasha right now, from his children will come a tzaddik. That's the Haftocha Nispasu. There's a Psoiro. You should know you have children and grandchildren. Even if the children don't work out exactly as you expected, there will still be tzaddikim coming from the future generations. So you mainly, even a Ben Rasha, you have a Hoya Losh and Simcha, because you know there will be good coming out from him. And this all goes back to our Gemara, that even a Ben Rosho, you don't know which Zera will come from him, meaning there's a promise that from every person, every Yid, there'll be something good coming out. Anyone who wants to join the Shomashav email list or wants to go, please email shomashav@gmail.com.